So Genesis 1 for me is the initial creation of the world. I think of it as the creation story from the sky to the soil. It reminds me that everything was created for a reason, and it was our saviour and phenomenon who created it. So God created all of these things on this broad spectrum, which we call universe. But what actually is the universe? The universe is lots of different planets and galaxies and worlds which are combined. And when I think of it, I remember that God was the one who made those. I remind myself of this every day because I need to remember and understand that I need to appreciate my God for that, because he was the one who made it. Now, in the upcoming Genesis 1 podcast, I will be explaining a little bit of information about the power that God has inside of him and what Genesis 1 can tell us about Genesis 2, repetition, and more. I hope you enjoy that. But today's podcast is just me just sort of telling you a few things that popped into my head earlier today. So when we look out a window, what do we see? We see pure nature. We see things that have grown out from soil. We may see rain, we may see glowing skies, we may feel the scorching weather on us, we may feel the chilling wind on us, or we might just stand there and appreciate it. So I have one thing that I just wanted to put out there that I thought might be cool for all of you listeners to do. Maybe once a day, take just a few minutes to look out your window and appreciate the nature that's outside. Appreciate everything, everyone, all beings, all objects, because they were all created by God. Everything happens because God made it happen. So I'm basically saying everything happens for a reason. So we see different sources of different things all around the world. Even the time of day changes around the world. Right now I'm in England, and I know that in Australia and other places it's night and it's morning for me. So I just wanted to say that, just so that you can remember that you can appreciate the things that God has made for us. And if you just look at it for 1 to 5 minutes, you can notice the small and specific details that God has put into making this world for us. Because even though he didn't make everything, humans invented things and created things, he was the one who created the humans. So technically, he did create everything. So we need to just look out the window, and sometimes we just need to remember our understanding of the creation story, the evolution behind the worlds we live in today. No matter what happens, no matter what struggles, no matter what strife, or no matter what amazing achievements or resulting in happiness happens, we need to remember that God did that, and we need to take a moment to appreciate that, because he appreciates us with every ounce in his body, because he was the one who made us. He was the one who sacrificed his own body to save us. So I'd like to just leave you with thinking about that today. Thinking about what that means. Thinking about what you can do to change that. Thinking about just that small part of your day of meditation and appreciation outside your window. Now, even though we can only see to a certain extent through the window, there's so much more that needs to be appreciated. We have so many things in the world that we can appreciate. I'd just like to leave you with that definitely now. And I just want you to remember that the Lord is there, because the Lord is the one watching over us, appreciating us, helping us, and supporting us. No matter what the weather, no matter what's going on in the world, he is there for us. And there's always a reason, because he's the one. So just going to leave you with that now. Just remember about that piece of meditation in your day which you can take. Take some deep breaths, close your eyes, maybe feel the weather, or maybe just open your eyes, take some deep breaths. Maybe sit down next to a window, or maybe just stand up next to the kitchen window and just look outside. That's all I'm asking you to do. Look outside and recognize. Use that recognition inside of you to understand what God is doing and what He's made. Okay, everyone, have a brilliant day. I just wanted to leave you with that. I hope you all understand that, and I hope you enjoyed this short podcast. It was just me telling you that, and just because I felt that would be a good introduction to our Genesis 1 topic that I will hopefully be doing a podcast on very soon. So be ready for that. I think you are all amazing, and don't forget to love yourself, love God, and appreciate others. Love you all so much. See you soon. Bye.